Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
So you're going to need 9 justices up there. I think it's going to be very important.
President Donald Trump made clear yesterday that one of his motivations for a quick Supreme Court appointment is the potential of an onslaught of legal battles during what will likely be an election season, not an election day. Again, despite decades of evidence, Trump falsely claimed mail-in voting is a, quote, scam and a, quote, hoax. A third Trump-appointed justice raises fears the highest court would bend the scale towards his re-election in those lawsuits. But a conservative majority court is what many Trump supporters are waiting for, including Ron Bishop, Wisconsin GOP chair for Waupun County.
The fact that he's appointed really good judges and justices is the main reason I can support him for re-election.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney said he favors putting Trump's nominee to a vote. In protest, Senate Democrats cut short a pair of hearings. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, we can't have business as usual when Republicans are destroying the institution, unquote. He's worried for the future of the chamber.
How can we trust each other if when push comes to shove, when the stakes are the highest, the other side will double cross their own standards?
The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lies in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, an unusual honor for a justice. Historically, it's been reserved for presidents, military commanders, and members of Congress. Yesterday was National Voter Registration Day. Younger voters between the age of 18 and 39 are the largest potential voting bloc.
A big focus for us right now with these voter registration deadlines looming in a lot of states is making a big final push toward getting every young voter possible registered.
Historically, they haven't turned out. Alex Leishinger with Next Gen America hopes to reverse that trend.
As much as possible as we can close that gap means that young people are able to recognize their power at the polling place.
In Florida, for the first time, people with past felony convictions can vote in a presidential election. But there's another hurdle. Before registering to vote, they must pay back all their court fees and fines. That's about $25 million statewide. The Florida Rights Restoration Coalition has raised $20 million so far. $16 million of that from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's donors and supporters. Basketball stars LeBron James and Michael Jordan, musician John Legend, and filmmaker Steven Spielberg also got involved. Here's the coalition's founder, Desmond Mead.
Every bit of the money that they donate goes towards paying off fines and fees for individuals, and we're putting a lot of our focus on marginalized communities, Black and brown bodies who suffered from racism, who suffered from COVID, who suffered from the over-policing.
The Presidential Debate Commission yesterday announced topics for next week's debate: the candidates' records, the pandemic, the economy, race and violence in cities, election integrity, and the Supreme Court. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.